topic. Vi går videre til vores næste emne.
Spiritual warfare in strategic prayer for Israel.
Og det er åndelig krigsførelse i strategisk bøn for Israel.
When you talk about warfare, strategy is very important.
Når man taler om krigsførelse, så er strategi meget vigtigt.
The side that has the best strategy always wins.
Den part, som har den bedste strategi, vinder altid.
And prayer is something that is a lot misused.
Bøn er noget, som er meget misbrugt.
Because it's misunderstood.
Fordi det er misforstået.
Not intentionally.
Ikke med vilje.
But because we don't know about it.
Men fordi vi ikke ved nok om det.
The Bible says that God said, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Bibelen siger, at mit folk går til grunde.
If we don't do something, we don't know how to do something, we cannot do it right.
Hvis ikke vi ved nok, så ved vi heller ikke, hvordan vi skal gøre det rigtigt.
So prayer needs to be strategic.
Så bøn er nødt til at være strategisk.
And of all the things that the disciples learned from Jesus, there was only one thing they asked him to teach them.
Og af det, som disciplerne hørte at Jesus fortælle, så var der kun én ting. De bad ham om at undervise dem.
We never hear them asking him to teach them how to preach or raise the dead or heal the sick.
Vi hører ikke, at de spurgte ham om at undervise dem om at prædike eller oprejse de døde.
But when he prayed, they saw something happening in Jesus.
Men når de bad, så de,
når han bad,
så de, at der skete noget med Jesus.
And they said, Lord, teach us to pray like that.
Så de sagde, Herre, lær os at bede sådan.
Jewish people did pray a lot.
Jøderne bad mange bønner.
They knew how to pray.
De vidste, hvordan de skulle bede.
But they knew that also that there was something different when Jesus prayed.
Men de vidste også, at der var noget anderledes, når Jesus bad.
So what they meant was not teach us to pray.
Så det de mente, det var ikke at lære os at bede.
Teach us to pray so that our prayers would make a difference.
Men lær os at bede sådan at vores bønner gør en forskel.
And that is what strategic prayer is about.
Og det er det strategisk bøn handler om.
And we all know when Jesus began to teach them to pray, he said, when you pray, pray like this.
Vi ved alle sammen, at da Jesus begyndte at undervise dem, så sagde han, når I beder, så skal I bede sådan.
And the biggest mistake we make as Christians,
den største fejl vi går som kristne,
we take out that little word like.
Det er, vi tager det ord ligesom ud.
He said pray like this. He did not say pray this.
Han sagde ikke bed sådan. Han sagde bed ligesom det her.
Yes. So we say our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, and we say the prayer.
Han sagde bønnen, hvor far du som er i himlen, hellig, hvor er dit navn.
But Jesus gave us a pattern. That was a prayer pattern.
Men det var en bønne eksempel, et mønster.
If you study that prayer, you will get the strategy of how to pray for results.
Hvis vi studerer den bøn, så ser vi strategien bag.
For today, I want to take only two of the phrases from that prayer.
I dag vil jeg bare tage to sætninger fra den bøn.
In the prayer, he said, pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Han siger i bønnen, ske din vilje, som den sker i himlen, så er det også på jorden.
And at the end, he said, pray, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
Han siger, så de der rige magten og æren i evighed.
So there are two things here. He's saying, pray your kingdom come.
Så der er to ting her. Han siger, kom dit rige.
At the same time he's saying, yours is the kingdom.
Og så samtidig så siger han, dit er riget.
And I believe the gap between these two is what we do in prayer.
Og jeg tror, at gapet mellem de her to sætninger, det er det, som vi foretager os i bøn.
What is a strategy?
Hvad er strategien?
A strategy is you have a starting point, you have an end point, and you have a plan how to get from here to there.
Strategien er, at du har startsted og et afslutningssted, og så er strategien, hvordan vi når fra det ene sted til det andet.
So yours is the kingdom.
So dit er riget.
Is what we are praying for your kingdom come.
Og vi beder om, at det må være det, at komme dit rige.
Can you feel the tension in these two phrases?
Kan I mærke ligesom den spænding, der er mellem de to sætninger?
Yours is the kingdom, and your kingdom come.
Dit er riget, og komme dit rige.
When we pray correctly, that we bring God's kingdom to earth.
Når vi beder korrekt, så bringer vi Guds rige ned på jorden.
What is a kingdom?
Hvad er Guds rige?
A kingdom is government.
Eller hvad er et rige? Et rige er en regering.
So the government, the government of God is the kingdom of God.
Guds regering er Guds rige.
The Bible says the government will be upon his shoulders.
Bibelen siger, hans regering, altså hans, skal være på hans skuldre.
Yeah. The government will be upon the shoulders of Jesus.
Hans regering skal være på Jesus' skuldre.
Jesus is the head, we are the body.
Jesus er hovedet, vi er kroppen.
Where are the shoulders?
Hvor er skuldrene?
The head is in heaven. The body is on earth.
Hovedet er i himlen. Kroppen er på jorden.
So where are the shoulders?
Så hvor er skuldrene?
On earth.
På jorden.
So the government, yours is the kingdom. Jesus got the kingdom when he died on the cross.
Så regeringen, herskervælde, det er på Jesus, at han steg op til himlen.
He got it on the cross.
Han modtog det på korset.
And he has given us the responsibility here on earth to pray and to make his kingdom come on earth.
Og han har givet os den opgave, at vi skal bede om, at hans rige må komme ned her på jorden.
That is a prayer for earth. That is a prayer for earth. Yes, for earth. For yawn.
Det er en bøn for os her på jorden.
We are praying, God, let your kingdom come on earth.
Vi beder, Gud, lad dit rige komme her på jorden.
As it is in heaven.
Ligesom det sker i himlen.
What does that mean?
Hvad betyder det?
God wants us to live in heaven on earth.
Gud vil, at vi skal leve i himlen allerede, mens vi er her på jorden.
Jesus said, I've come to give you abundant life.
Jesus sagde, jeg er kommet for, at I skal have liv i overflod.
That is for earth.
Det er handler om her allerede.
In heaven, we will already have abundant life.
I himlen har vi allerede, eller der har for vi jo.
But he wants us to begin to experience heaven on earth before we go to heaven.
Men han ønsker, at vi skal opleve himlen allerede her, inden vi går til himlen.
So God has given us the responsibility.
Så Gud har givet os ansvaret.
For his kingdom here on earth.
For hans rige her på jorden.
If I don't see God's kingdom in my personal life.
Hvis jeg ikke oplever Guds rige i mit personlige liv.
It is no one's fault but mine.
Så er det min egen skyld.
I cannot blame my pastor, my leaders, my family, no one.
Jeg kan ikke give min præst, min lederskab eller nogen andre skyld for det.
I have the responsibility to experience heaven on earth in my personal life.
Jeg har selv ansvar for at opleve Guds rige i mit eget personlige liv.
Because we are co-rulers in his kingdom.
Fordi vi er kaldet, vi regerer i hans rige.
It says Jesus Christ is the ruler over all governments. We don't have kings now, so over all governments.
Der står, at Jesus Kristus regerer over alt andet.
And he has made us kings and priests to reign together with him.
Og han har gjort os til konger og præster til at regere med ham.
What does a king do?
Hvad laver en konge?
A king rules.
En konge regerer.
A king gives orders.
En konge giver ordre.
What does a priest do?
Hvad gør en præst?
A priest stands between God and the people.
En præst står mellem mennesker og Gud.
A priest is an intercessor.
En præst er en forbeder.
Jesus gave his life because he was a priest.
Jesus gave sit liv fordi han var en præst.
So if he has made us kings and priests together with him.
Så hvis han har gjort os til konger og præster sammen med ham.
That means we are supposed to govern on the earth.
Så betyder det, at vi er kaldet til at regere på
in
jorden.
In the spiritual realm.
I den åndelige verden.
He said, all authority has been given to me.
Han sagde, al magt er givet til mig.
Because he became the ruler over all the governments.
Fordi han blev kom til at regere over alt.
Therefore you go.
I skal derfor gå.
So we work on delegated authority.
Så vi arbejder på uddelegeret autoritet.
In order for me to function in that delegated authority,
for at jeg kan fungere i den delegerede autoritet.
I need to make sure that my life is under his authority.
Så skal jeg sørge for, at mit liv er under hans autoritet.
I cannot use delegated authority if I am not first under authority myself.
Jeg kan ikke bruge delegeret autoritet, hvis jeg ikke først er under autoritet selv.
So we have a responsibility.
Så vi har et ansvar.
To be born again and to know Jesus.
For at blive født på ny og kende Jesus.
Is not for my salvation.
Og det handler ikke bare om min frelse.
It's so that I can be a king and priest so that the others may be saved.
Det er for at jeg kan være en konge og en præst, så at de andre kan blive frelst.
When God sent Jesus to earth, it was not for him.
Da Gud sendte Jesus til jorden, så handlede det ikke om ham.
It was for all of us.
Det handlede om os alle sammen.
So when I come to Jesus, when anyone comes to Jesus, it's not only for you, it's for other people in your family, in your friend circle, everyone who you have an opportunity to talk to.
Så jeg og vi kommer til Jesus, så handler det ikke bare om, at vi kommer til ham, men det handler om, at alle, for alle dem, som vi kommer i kontakt med.
We all know the scripture which from 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, "If my people."
Vi kender alle det der i 2 Chronicles 7:14. Det er mit folk.
Who are called by my name.
Som er kaldt ved mit navn.
Will humble themselves.
Vil ydmyge sig.
And pray.
Og bede.
And seek my face.
Søg mit ansigt.
And turn from their wicked ways.
Og vende sig fra jeres onde veje.
Then I will hear from
him. Så vil jeg høre fra himlen.
I will forgive their sin.
Jeg vil
tilgive deres synd.
Og jeg vil helbrede deres land.
The key is with us.
Nøglen findes i os.
We want our land to be healed. We are the key.
Hvis vi ønsker vores land skal blive helbredt, så er vi nøglen.
I need to humble myself.
Jeg må ydmyge mig.
I need to pray.
Jeg må bede.
I need to seek God's face.
Jeg må søge Guds
ansigt. I need to turn from my wicked ways.
Jeg må vende mig fra mine onde veje.
Then God will.
Så vil Gud.
We saw with Jehoshaphat. He had to do his part.
Han måtte gøre sin del.
Then God did his part.
Så gjorde Gud sin del.
When Jehoshaphat got distracted and stopped doing his part.
Da Jehoshaphat blev distraheret og holdt op med at gøre sin del.
God did not stop doing his part.
Så holdt Gud alligevel ikke op med at gøre sin del.
But because he went away, he could not experience God.
Men fordi han gik væk fra Gud, så kunne han ikke opleve Gud.
It's like an umbrella.
Det er ligesom en paraply.
You know, when I stand with an umbrella, with God has an umbrella. As long as I stay close and walk with him, I am fully protected. But if I decide to go my own way, he is there with the umbrella, but I have gone away.
Men hvis jeg går væk fra Gud og hans paraply, så er jeg ikke længere beskyttet.
So the key is me.
Så nøglen er mig.
I must do my part.
Jeg må gøre min del.
What is humbling?
Hvad vil det sige at ydmyge sig?
Humbling does not mean talking softly and keeping my hand down.
At ydmyge sig betyder ikke at man taler sakte og man bøjer hovedet.
Wherever the Bible talks about humbling, it connects it with fasting.
Når Bibelen taler om at ydmyge sig, så har det noget også tit noget med at faste at gøre.
When I fast,
når jeg faster,
I'm bringing my body under subjection to my spirit.
Så bringer jeg min krop i lydighed over for min ånd.
Every time I feel hungry, I'm saying no to myself. And that is what humbling really means in the
Bible.
Then we must pray.
Og så må vi bede.
But praying with strategy will give us answers.
Men at bede med strategi vil give svar.
Remember that Jehoshaphat was prepared for the action.
Vi husker, og vi talte om Jehoshaphat tidligere, at han var beredt for action.
When he said, "Listen, people of Judah and Jerusalem, have faith in God and you will be upheld." He didn't just say that.
Han sagde ikke bare, eller han sagde til Juda og Jerusalem, "Jeg tror til Gud." Det var ikke bare noget han sagde. Han gik
before. Before that, he went through a process of preparation.
Før han sagde det, så var han gået ind i en proces med forberedelse.
He had repented.
Han havde omvendt sig.
He had showed fruit of repentance.
Han havde vist ægte omvendelse.
He had used his power as a king to influence his entire nation correctly.
Han havde brugt sin indflydelse som konge til at øve indflydelse på sit folk på en helt rigtig måde.
He had learned to turn over his fears to God and seek God's face in a difficult situation.
Han havde lært at vende sin frygt og stole på Gud i den her vanskelige situation.
He had turned from his wrong behavior.
Han havde vendt sig væk fra sin forkerte
opførsel. He had fasted.
Han havde fastet.
So he did all the things that God said we must do.
Så han gjorde alle de ting, Gud siger, vi skal gøre.
Repent, pray, seek God's face and turn.
Omvende sig.
After he did that,
efter han gjorde det,
he could tell the people, listen, you people of Judah and Jerusalem.
Kunne han sige til Judah og Jerusalem, lyt til mig.
Our authority to tell people to cooperate with us in prayer comes from our personal walk with God.
Vores autoritet til at belære andre om at omvende sig og søge ud, kommer ud af vores eget eksempel om at gøre det rigtige.
When Jesus taught the world,
da Jesus underviste,
people said he speaks with authority, not like the scribes.
Sagde folk, han underviser, han lærer med autoritet og ikke som de skriftlærde.
What was Jesus' authority?
Hvad var Jesus' autoritet?
The scribes had the authority of a certificate that they were scribes.
De lærte havde et eksamensbevis, som de kunne præsentere.
Jesus was not a graduate from their schools.
Men Jesus har ikke gået på nogen af deres skoler.
The authority of Jesus came from his obedience to the Father.
Jesus' autoritet kom fra den lydighed, som han viste.
It came from him practicing what he preached.
Den kom fra, at han praktiserede det, han underviste.
Before Jehoshaphat could call the people to follow him, he had cleaned up his own life.
Før Jehoshaphat kunne opfordre mennesker, hans folk til at følge efter ham, der havde han renset sit eget liv.
A soldier doesn't fight a battle alone.
En soldat kæmper ikke en kamp selv.
A soldier always has a battalion.
En soldat er altid i en bataljon.
And if I'm in a battalion with other spiritual soldiers,
han er sammen med mange andre soldater i en bataljon.
If I am in a battalion,
hvis jeg er i en bataljon sammen med andre,
I have to constantly make sure that my life is clean, so I don't hinder the other soldiers who are fighting spiritual warfare with me.
Så må jeg hele tiden sørge for, at mit liv er rent, så jeg ikke hindrer bataljonen i at nå igennem med deres kamp.
We remember in the story of Joshua when they came out of, they were entering the promised land.
Vi husker historien med Josua, da de gik ind i det forjættede land.
In the battle of Jericho, they won.
De vandt kampen ved Jericho.
Without fighting. Without fighting.
Ja, uden at kæmpe.
But in the battle of Ai. They lost the battle.
Den tapte kampen.
And when Joshua came and said, Lord, what happened? Why did we lose? You said you were going to be with us.
Da Lord kom og sagde, hvad skete der? Hvorfor tapte vi?
God said there was sin among you.
Så sagde Gud, det er fordi der er synd i blandt jer.
Everybody lost because there was sin in one person.
Alle tapte kampen fordi der var synd.
When we fight a spiritual battle,
når vi kæmper
en kamp, very important that each of us make sure that we don't have conscious practicing sin in our lives.
Er det meget vigtigt, at vi ikke har bevidst synd i vores liv?
I'm not saying we have to be perfect.
Jeg siger ikke, vi skal være fuldkomne.
We can be perfect, but we may not be.
Vi kan være fuldkomne, men måske er vi det ikke.
But if we are in conscious sin that is a habit and we don't want to repent and change, that is the sin that I'm talking about.
Men hvis vi er i bevidst synd, som vi ikke vender os fra, det er det.
So it's important for us to remember a strategy of prayer together is also personal holiness.
So strategisk bøn, som jeg taler om, det er også personlig hellighed.
It also gives us the spiritual authority to speak into the lives of other people, just like Joshua did.
Det giver os autoritet.
Jehoshaphat.
Det giver os autoritet, åndelig autoritet til at tale ind i menneskers liv, ligesom Jehoshaphat gjorde.
You know, when Jehoshaphat called them, he gave a call before the battle.
Da Josef kaldte dem, der kaldte han dem før kampen.
There is power when we proclaim something that we cannot see.
Der er kraft i at vi deklarerer noget, som vi ikke kan se.
This is one of my very favorite verses.
Og det her, det er en af mine meget store yndlingsvers.
It says how great is your goodness to those who proclaim about you in the presence of people.
Hvor stor er din barmhjerte, din godhed over for dem som proklamerer dit navn.
When I make a proclamation by faith,
når jeg deklarerer eller proklamerer noget i tro,
about something I cannot see, which is not yet a reality,
om noget jeg kan se eller som jeg endnu ikke har manifesteret sig,
God's goodness comes toward me.
Så kommer Guds godhed til mig.
God has prepared special goodness for those who have the courage, the boldness, even the craziness to proclaim things which they cannot see.
Gud har forberedt, Gud giver godhed til dem, som er så måske endda skøre nok til, at de proklamerer noget, de ikke kan se.
I use a lot of proclamation in prayer.
Jeg gør det meget, jeg proklamerer meget i tro.
If I have a particular thing I need to pray about, I will find all the scriptures about that. And I will put them down on one A4 sheet and I will say them every day aloud. And I will declare.
Hvis jeg har brug for noget i bøn, så finder jeg skriftsteder med proklamationer, og så skriver jeg dem ned på et stykke papir, og så proklamerer jeg dem igen og igen.
I'm speaking to the spiritual realm in my life.
Jeg taler til den åndelige verden i mit liv.
And I'm also speaking to my own thoughts.
Og jeg taler også til mine egne tanker.
Because it says I have to renew my mind with the word of God.
Fordi der står, at jeg skal forny mine tanker med Guds ord.
So I have to fill my mind with the word of God until the other thoughts fade away.
Så jeg må fylde mit sind med Guds ord, indtil de andre tanker forsvinder.
Because proclamation is very powerful.
For at proklamere er meget kraftfuld.
Now we also pray with confidence.
Vi beder også med tillid.
When it says, this is the confidence we have when we pray according to his will, he hears us.
Der står, at dette er den tillid vi har, at han hører os, når vi beder i overensstemmelse med hans vilje.
And if we know that he hears us, then we know we already have what we have asked him for.
Og hvis vi ved, at han hører, så ved vi også, at vi allerede har det, som han har, som vi har bedt om.
How do we pray according to the will of God?
Hvordan beder vi efter Guds vilje?
Many people pray a prayer and they say, if it's your will, Lord, your will be done.
Mange mennesker beder, og så siger, hvis det er din vilje, Gud.
That's so wrong to use that line.
Det er forkert at bruge den sætning.
Your will be done. Jesus said, not my will, but yours be done.
Jesus sagde, ikke min vilje er sket, men din vilje.
When Jesus prayed, not my will, but yours be done.
Da Jesus bad, ikke min vilje, ikke sket ikke min vilje, men din.
He already knew the Father's will.
Da vidste han allerede.
The Father's will was for that he should go to the cross.
Han vidste, at det var Guds vilje, at han skulle gå til korset.
The Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world.
Lammet blev slagtet allerede inden verdens grundvold.
The Trinity had already had the discussion and decided that.
Treenigheden havde allerede diskuteret det der og besluttet det.
But in his moment of weakness as a physical man.
Men i det øjeblik, hvor han havde et svages tidspunkt i som fysisk menneske.
He said, let this cup pass for me.
Så sagde han, lad denne bære gå mig forbi.
Then he said, no, Father, I know we decided. I know this was your will, not my will as a human being, but your will be done.
Nej, så regner han sig selv, så sagde nej, ikke skal ikke min vilje, men din vilje.
So we pray according to the will of God by finding out what does God's word say about this in my life.
Så vi beder i overensstemmelse med det, som vi ud fra Guds ord kan se, hvad der er Guds vilje for vores liv.
Healing is the children's bread.
Helbredelse er børnenes brød. Amen.
And therefore, all healing is God's will for our life.
Al helbredelse Guds vilje for os.
There is nothing that God cannot heal.
Der er ikke intet, som Gud ikke kan helbrede.
Jesus died for all sickness and all sin on the cross.
Jesus døde for al synd og al sygdom på korset.
No matter how big our sin, we go to Jesus. And he forgives us. But that doesn't mean the guilt and condemnation does not come back. When those guilt and condemnation come, we say, no, in Jesus' name, I am forgiven.
når den skyld og fordømmelse kommer tilbage, så kan vi sige, nej, jeg er tilgivet.
But when someone prays for healing,
men hvis nogen beder om helbredelse,
we believe we are healed.
At vi tror, vi er helbredt.
And the symptoms come back.
Og symptomerne kommer tilbage.
We don't fight those symptoms with the word of God.
Så gør vi ikke det, at vi bekæmper de symptomer med Guds ord.
And that's one reason many of us suffer with sicknesses, which it is not God's will for us.
Og det er derfor mange af os, vi ikke kan blive raske, fordi vi ikke kæmper den kamp med Guds ord.
So to pray according to the will of God, we must know the word of God.
Så hvis vi skal bede i overensstemmelse med Guds vilje, så skal vi kende Guds ord.
His word is, His will is in His word.
Hans vilje er i Hans ord.
So find out what God says and pray it.
Så find ud af, hvad Guds vilje er, og så bed det.
You take God's word and show it to Him.
Læg Guds ord og vis ham.
You see so many times in the Bible it happened.
Vi ser, at det skete mange gange i Bibelen.
We must learn to do that ourselves.
Og det må vi også lære at gøre.
God promises us nations.
Gud har lovet os nationer.
He says, ask of me and I will give you the nations for the for your possession. Inheritance and the end of the earth as your possession. How many of us take that seriously? That God will give us nations. When He's talking about the spiritual realm, He's not going to make you the emperor of a nation. There are people who intercede for their country and other countries.
Der er mennesker, som er i forbøn for deres nationer og andre nationer.
And they use the scripture and say, God, this is your will. You said, if we pray for nations, you will give them to us.
Og de står ligesom på de ord, og så siger det, Gud, du har sagt, at du vil give os nationer.
We are called to pray for Israel.
De er kaldet til at bede for Israel.
God says, I have set watchmen on your walls of Jerusalem.
Gud siger, jeg har sat vægter på.
He says they will never hold their peace day or night.
De vil ikke tie hverken nat eller dag.
He says don't keep quiet.
Og han siger, vær aldrig stille.
Give God no rest.
Giv ikke Gud nogen ro.
Until He establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise on the earth.
Før han får grundfæstet Jerusalem som en lovprisning på jorden.
Imagine God saying, you're allowed to harass me. How do you say that in Danish?
Harass.
Yes, you're allowed to just go on.
You're allowed to play.
Yeah. Don't give up. Don't stop praying for Jerusalem and Israel. Until He makes Jerusalem a praise on the earth.
Until han forfører det igennem, at Jerusalem bliver en lovprisning.
That will only happen when Jesus comes.
Det sker jo først, når Jesus kommer.
So we continue praying for Israel till Jesus comes.
Så vi fortsætter med at bede for Israel til Jesus kommer.
And we come to Him and say, God, You told us to pray. Yes, they're doing a lot of nonsense and a lot of rubbish, but You told us to pray. So we will keep praying for them.
Og vi ved godt, at de laver ikke altid det rigtige i Israel. De laver mange forkerte ting. Men Herre, du har sagt, at vi skal bede for Israel, så vi bliver ved.
I'm sure all of you know that there are prayer houses, 24-hour prayer houses on all the four sides of Jerusalem. On one side there are two prayer houses.
Der er faktisk 24 timers bønnehuse på alle fire sider af Jerusalem.
And someone told me one of them is run by an Indian, and I'm so happy to hear that.
Og jeg har hørt, at en af dem bliver drevet af en inder, og det er jeg rigtig glad for at vide.
Now what is the blessing of praying for Israel?
Hvad er så velsignelsen ved at bede for Israel?
Imagine when you pray for Israel, it says if you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, all those who love Jerusalem will prosper.
Når vi beder for Jerusalems fred, alle dem som gør det, vil have fremgang.
We don't love Jerusalem in order to prosper.
Det er ikke sådan, at vi elsker Jerusalem for, at vi kan have fremgang.
We love Jerusalem because it is the city of our God.
Vi elsker Jerusalem, fordi det er vores hus.
We love our God and we love His city.
Vi elsker vores Gud og vi elsker hans by.
We love Jerusalem because Jesus is going to rule from there.
Vi elsker Jerusalem, fordi Jesus vil regere derudfra.
Prosperity is a side effect of loving and praying for Jerusalem.
Velstand er en sideeffekt af, at vi beder for Jerusalem.
So it holds a blessing. I have heard many testimonies of people who pray for Jerusalem and they experience miraculous blessings in their lives.
Jeg har hørt mange vidnesbyrd om mennesker, som beder for Jerusalem og Israel og oplever masser af velsignelser over deres liv.
And this should continue till Jesus comes.
Og det skal fortsætte indtil Jesus kommer.
For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep silence.
For Zion's skyld vil jeg ikke være stille, for Israels skyld vil jeg ikke være stille.
Until her righteousness goes forth as brightness.
Indtil hendes retfærdighed er åbenbar som hendes klare dag.
And her salvation as a lamp that burns.
Og hendes frelse er som en dag, der bryder.
That's going to happen when Jesus comes.
Det vil ske, når Jesus kommer.
If you look at Jerusalem now,
hvis vi ser på Jerusalem nu,
it's so far from this.
Så er det meget langt derfra.
But you know what? Our prayers are taking Jerusalem and Israel towards where God wants us.
Vores bønner er med til at føre Jerusalem og Israel derhen, hvor Gud ønsker.
And there may be many, many against Israel.
Der kan være rigtig mange, der er imod Israel.
Who cares?
Men hvad så?
When Jehoshaphat had God on his side,
fordi at Josef havde Gud på sin side.
It didn't matter how many were against him.
Så var det ligegyldigt, hvor mange der var imod ham.
All he did was worship God and declare who God was.
Alt han gjorde var at han tilbad Gud og proklamerede hvem han var.
He did what he could.
Han gjorde det han kunne.
And God did what he can.
Og så gjorde Gud det som han kunne.
So we are going to spend some time praying some strategic prayers for Israel.
Så vi skal bruge noget tid på at bede nogle strategiske bønner for Israel.
To make this very practical.
Og for at gøre det meget praktisk.
And do what I have talked about.
Og gøre det, som jeg taler om.
I have got 6 different topics to pray for Israel.
Så har jeg 6 forskellige emner, som vi skal bede for Israel.
Can you tell them? So we have here proclamation on God's lufta over Israel. They are here. Also have we bona proclamation on Israel's gen insamling or gen uprising. Also have we beer on at Israel on Ventasai over Sun some eroden till alle deres problem. So have we proclamation till Sikahil on Swap over Sun. Velsignelse at proklamere over Israel. Erklæring af Guds ord over Israel og hendes fjerner. So what I have done is, each of these topics, I have collected scripture for that particular topic.
Jeg har samlet skriftsteder, som dækker hver af de her emner.
And for some of them, I have written a prayer based on the scripture.
Jeg har lavet nogle bønner, som er baseret på de skriftsteder.
Yeah. So if it's not easy for you, you can just read that prayer as your prayer.
Så hvis det er lidt svært for jer, så kan I bare læse de her steder som jeres bøn.
Yeah. And if not, you can take the scripture and you can pray that scripture into reality in the spirit.
Og I kan også tage skriftstedet og så bede verset. Til at det manifesterer sig.
Yeah. So we are going to divide into 6 groups.
Vi vil deles op i 6 grupper.
And I will give each person will have a copy.
Og vi vil alle sammen få eksemplar.
Each group will have one of these.
Hver gruppe får en.
So each group is praying for one particular topic.
Så en gruppe beder for et emne.
Yeah. So maybe we'll give 10 minutes for the group to pray for one topic, and then we will move the papers around. So we try to pray. Each group gets to pray for as many topics as possible.
Så vi gør det, at vi bruger 10 minutter for hver bøn, altså for hver emne, og så går vi videre til næste.
And if we don't finish, it's okay. These are for you to take home, so you can each of you can take a set of 6. We have only 10 copies.
We have So
you can take some of these and use them at home. And if you want me to send you all the 6, I can send them to you by email.
Og dem der ikke kan få en med hjem, kan få på mail, hvis jeg har deres mail adresse.
So you can pray personally. You can pray for your groups. You can use it. This is a very practical tool to pray strategically.
meget praktisk redskab til at bede strategisk.
Okay. So how will we divide into six groups? 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21.